At dawn on the Katy Trail in Dallas, birds sang and bikes and runners zoomed past. Salome Abad was almost to work. She biked 8 miles this morning to get to her architectural firm downtown.
At first it was kind of hard because I've never biked to work. I live in the village, so it's been a few miles, but it's been cool. I mean, the day has gotten brighter as you go by, so that's been cool, just kind of seeing the sunrise.
She plans to bike to work more often, just what the organizers of Bike to Work Day hope to hear. At an aid station along the trail, people cheered the cyclists on to work. Amy Tharp is the president of the community nonprofit Uptown Dallas, Inc.
We have orange juice and coffee, and we also have some breakfast tacos to offer people.
At least until it started raining. Other rest stops gave out reflectors and bells and water bottles. Stops were near DART stations and bike trailheads in Plano, Garland, and Richardson. Denton cyclists could eat breakfast at 4 spots along the commute. Fort Worth had a lunchtime bike rally. Tharp says the booming population means it's time to think beyond cars.
We've really outgrown our infrastructure, and in order for us to keep growing the way that we're growing, we really need to accommodate pedestrians and bicyclists.
Bicycle commuting in North Texas has a long hill to climb. Just 0.3% of all commuters in Dallas bike to work, 0.2% in Fort Worth, according to the U.S. Census. But bike lanes are getting painted onto streets every month. Dallas has plans for 40 more miles of bike lanes.
So I'm hoping that by this time next year we'll have what will really look like a bicycle network, as opposed to the little segments we have here and there at the moment.
Ashley Hare is the bike transportation engineer for the city of Dallas. She tried to bike to 5 rest stops around town this morning.
Well, riding a bicycle is fun. Come on. It's way more fun than sitting in traffic in a car.
Hare's job is to make cycling safer and easier in Dallas. Her next big event is Sunday, called Ciclovia. The city will shut down a few streets to let bikes take over, just for the morning. The more cyclists are on the street, she says, the more cars will get used to them and will hopefully look out for them. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.